Mute. Horse.
Okay. And if your joints are giving you pain, that is called?
If your joints are giving arthritis is what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm. Now here's, I'm going to try to get you to say this word, but I'm not even sure exactly how to describe it. I looked it up in the dictionary, in a medical dictionary, and I'm sure not exactly sure what it is. It's a disease that's really dangerous to kids, and they inoculate us against it in this country. It begins as a sore throat, and then it moves, the fever moves down into the body. I don't know how it, the infection moves throughout the body. It starts with a D.
Diphtheria.
Yeah. Do you know a better way to describe diphtheria?
No.
But you got it right.
Yeah, it's diphtheria.
Do you get it from drinking bad water?
I don't know.
We're just lucky we don't get it in this country, I guess.
But you get a one shot that covers three things.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a DPT.
So tetanus is one.
Tetanus is one of them.
What's the third?
I don't know what the other one is.
DPT. P. I don't know. What's that disease that you get from a tick bite in the in Colorado?
Started in Connecticut.
Well, not Lyme disease.
Not Lyme disease?
No, the one that was already in Colorado.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain fever?
Rocky Mountain spotted fever?
That could
That's
be
That's what
it.
They called it.
Yep, okay.
I've heard of that.
Okay. Out here in the Southwest, usually, more in Tucson than here, they don't even talk about it here. In Tucson, there's this disease that you supposedly get from the dust. And it's not really a disease, it's more like a virus that you catch. But it acts like mono, except it's not mono. It's just this disease that makes you tired. Have you ever heard of that?
It just makes you tired.
You ever heard of desert fever?
No.
Okay. How about that disease that the Navajo reservation was dealing with a few years ago?
Hantavirus?
Mm-hmm. And what's that other disease that people can catch from rats or mice?
Bubonic plague.
Yep. if somebody shoots you, you have a bullet.
Somebody shoots you?
Mm-hmm. You have a bullet what?
I don't know.
You say the place where they shot you is a bullet.
A wound,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if a person is, their skin is like really white and they're thin and they're not doing too well, you say that they are?
Anemic.
Okay, that works.
That works. Or
would
pale.
Would you say sickly?
You could say sickly, but that wouldn't necessarily be just from light colored skin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought you were.
Oh well, yeah, it could be a sickly person. What else? What else would you call a sickly person?
Poorly.
Poorly. Okay. A person who can't hear is.
Deaf, like me.
No, you're not deaf.
Mm.
You're doing very well. Okay, you get up in the morning. No, we'll go back. When the sun is just coming up, you say that is?
Dawn.
Okay, and when it's going down?
Dusk.
Okay, and 10:45, the time 10:45, say that in relation to 11 o'clock.
10:45 or 15 till 11.
Okay, good. Today's Wednesday, Tuesday was?
Yesterday.
And Thursday is?
Huh? Weekdays?
Yeah, Thursday is going to be.
Oh, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And could you pronounce the days of the week for me very slowly?
Starting with Sunday.
Whenever. What
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.